Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Big Tech. Boy, Big Tech has really targeted threats. No, I don't mean safety threats. I mean threats to their products. Right? Parler poses an immediate threat to Twitter. Simple as that. Parler was the alternative to Twitter. Now, I say was because a few hours ago, the Amazon web servers were turned off. Amazon employees said they didn't like the fact that the Amazon web servers were hosting Parler. And the leadership, Bezos and the gang, said, oh, okay, we'll turn them off then. Kick them out of here. And they did. So the folks who invented Parler, who own it, who operate it, are in the process of trying to find other web hosting services. But those services are being intimidated and harassed by leftists in an effort to make sure that they don't host Parler. If this is not monopolistic, if this is not antitrust territory, I don't know what is. You've got the situation as well with Google and Apple, right? The Google Play Store and the Apple Store. That's where you get your apps. Well, they both decided they would remove Parler fundamentally on the same day. What was interesting, really interesting, was the timing of this. Parler was the number one downloaded app. Why? Because people were leaving Twitter. People had gotten tired of Twitter, had gotten tired of the shadow banning, gotten tired of the purges against conservatives, and they were leaving in droves, going over to Parler. And the next thing you know, isn't this crazy? Both Google and Apple say, we're pretty sure that Parler's a bad app. Yeah, there were some folks we think organized that stuff in Washington last Wednesday, so we're going to kick them off immediately. And yet, the official accounts on Twitter for China, which is routinely talking about slaughtering people, right? They're routinely engaged in murdering the Uyghur population. Oh, that's okay. And Iran's maniacal, murderous leader, still has his accounts, even though on a regular basis he's talking about killing Americans, killing Christians, killing Jews, killing you, killing me. And Twitter's okay with that. I mean, there is something twisted about all of this. And I'm hoping that we do get to the bottom of it at some point. All right. The markets have responded in ways that I would have thought would be unusual, given that a week from Wednesday or so, we're going to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris take the oaths of office as president and vice president. And to get a little insight into what 2021 might hold, our friend Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Carl, thanks for being here.
I'm investing in ticker symbol KWHS. That's Cats Web Hosting Services.
Well, thank you. All right. When do we go public, and how quickly can I take my golden parachutes?
Not fast enough.
No, I guess not, right?
Here might be a little good news for you. Twitter stock down, way down today.
Really? Oh.
Yep.
I'm never happy to see people lose, but I'll take just a little bit of pleasure in that one.
So it ended up down about 6.5%. During the day, it was down up to about 8%, which if you compare that to the Dow, that's like the Dow being down 2,400 points in one day.
Oh.
So, yeah, huge drop in Twitter stock.
Wow. But, all right.
Yep.
Well, again, I know it makes me a bad person, but I am happy to hear that. What about the markets overall, Carl? I'm hearing Joe Biden, the president-elect, say, hey, that stimulus the other day, the $600, just a down payment. We are going to pay every American thousands and thousands of dollars. There's some folks on the business side of it going, ooh, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, so I would say that's good in the short term.
Right.
Tough in the long term, because you got to pay it back. That's just printing money to make those payments.
Yeah. Well,
so good in the short term, be good for business, good for people getting the checks, but someday we got to pay it back. So that's increase in taxes or inflation hits us otherwise.
Okay.
And that's all a little scary, but I don't think the negative side is going to hit us this year. Or probably even next year. It's a little further down the road. The positive impact is some of what we're seeing in the market now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, Carl, when you say we're going to have to pay it back, is there a timeline? Do we say, hey, it's going to be 2025, we got to reach out and get all this money back? Or is it another one of these, we'll kick the can a little bit more. We'll see it another 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 100 years.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the issue is, will it get, because the longer you wait with things like that, the worse it gets over time. And the more dramatic fixes have to become. And, you see that with countries like Greece that eventually you can't keep kicking the can down the road. So I think that's quite a ways down there for the United States, because we're such a great economy already, one of the best in the world. So we can kick the can, but it's just not wise, because it's, the sooner they get this stuff. Yeah. Okay. You're going to help some people now, help some businesses. The PPP is good. Probably should have helped the restaurants a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think that's okay. Get us through some of this. As long as, and that's the problem, Jeff, as long as they pay it back. And that's what I'm afraid is not going to happen, at least not soon enough.
Well, see, here's my thinking, Carl. And, my thinking is a little bit skewed. But there are days that I like my sons more than other days. So on days I'm really concerned with them, I'm thinking, man, we got to get our economic house in order, and we got to fix all this. And there are other days where I'm thinking, the heck with it. It's going to be on them. That's their problem, not mine. But probably not the best way of addressing it, right?
Right. Yeah. And, it's always tough when it's your electorate out there and you got to do tough things. It's like it's tough love, like you got to have with your boys.
Yeah.
Still need it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. As we get into 2021, we're, 11 days into this? I think our free trial and return period has expired, so we're kind of stuck with it. Are you looking at anything dramatic changing? In other words, in 2020, all of a sudden, everybody bought everything online. It used to be you'd buy a couple of items here, a couple of items there. But the entire world, it seems, said, everything from toothpaste to automobiles, I'm ordering it online. I'm never going out of my house again. So what do you think, as you look at 2021, what's going to be the big mover?
I think there has been a shift in that direction, and the pendulum swung a long way. I don't think it's going to swing all the way back. You know, I think we're going to be more in that tech, not the brick and mortar, in the future. I think it'll swing back some. I also think that as soon as this COVID thing ends, that a lot of people are going to be wanting to get out. And we have a lot of clients that are retired, love taking cruises throughout the year, have done it every year. And now, you know, it's almost going to be 2 years before they're having the chance to get back out there. So I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. So that could bode well if you want to be thinking about investing in Carnival Cruise Line or some of those, because they're way down, as well as the airlines. So those could be good directions for investments as we come out of this, because, and at restaurants, people are going to get back in to the restaurants as soon as that opportunity is there.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough. Carl, it is always my pleasure to have you here. That is our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Now, I want to remind you, you've got to reach out to Carl. Please, I beseech you. 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON. That's 844-227-5766, 844-227-5766. You can always look him up online as well, carlsonfinancial.com. CarlsonFinancial.com. I don't know which way all of this goes economically. I just got to be honest with you. That's why I talked to Carl. I'm not an expert in that area. But when it comes to certain freedoms, when it comes to your ability to speak and my ability to speak, I do understand that. I've been through this and around this and dealt with this a long time, and I have never, ever seen the situation as dire as it is now. It is a terrifying time, and I hate to be the one to tell you, it's going to get worse. Now, I do have some good news for you. My friend John Reed is on the air each and every day starting at 6 a.m. John does a phenomenal show, great, great guests and great discussion and great points of view. And, boy, you got to make sure, you've got to make sure that you're joining John each and every morning starting at 6. Now, if you want to send me some email, I just want to remind you the easiest way to do everything is just go through my website, thejeffcatshow.com, thejeffcatshow.com. We've got the contact button up there, and I'll share some of the emails and all the rest of it with you as we head through the day. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.